Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's talk first to Mike. This is the show about your calls. I hear some commercials or sports or something like that in the background there. Mike in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First time calling in live. Listen to the podcast. Love the show.
Welcome aboard, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, since you're on the subject of time travel,
well,
I want to go back about something you... Pardon me?
We were on the subject. For all of our new listeners, we spent the first hour talking about the future and machines and biotechnology and that sort of stuff. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, Mark, about the Eyes Robot thing where they talked about, you know, throwing the robots not to harm humans.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember during the film, they turn on humans by enslaving them as a way of protecting them. So kind of like government tries to do that with us.
Yeah.
But anyways... I think last week you talked to a guy in Dallas who said he was harassed by police because he was with his boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a joke call.
Yeah, and you know what? I tell you what, as a gay man myself, the ones that cruise the parks, they're the biggest cause of cases.
You mean, wait, you're saying the cops that,
Oh, I see.
When you say they're cause of cases, what do you mean?
The parks, outdoor places, they're the cause of cases, like nothing's out there. But the main thing I wanted to bring up is you probably heard down in Florida, some people put on marriage amendment ballot on the November election to basically make Florida another state that defines marriage as between a man and a woman.
That's going to be on the ballot this November in Florida?
Yeah, congratulations, uh-huh. Congratulations on the freedom you got in Florida. We've got we've got marriages for gay men up here in New Hampshire.
Well, our caller is actually, oh yeah, you are in Florida, Mike. I just noticed that.
I live in Florida, so, this is what I don't get. I mean, they said you want to protect marriage, traditional. Okay, if you're talking about traditional marriage, then I ask those who are scared to believe in, who believe in traditional marriage, why are your parents arranging marriages like they did in ancient times?
That is a little more traditional, isn't it? That's a good point.
You know, there's no thought process. There's no critical thinking that goes into this. I started out on the opposite side of this issue. I started out believing that marriage was between a man and a woman, and that's the way that is. But
right.
I applied critical thinking skills to it, and I had to move to the other side of the issue. I figured if Thomas Jefferson, wrote, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's what that meant, and that the government couldn't get in the way of the pursuit of happiness, and what is a bigger happiness in life? What is, what gives you bigger joy than hopefully your family? A person should be able to create the family they want to create.
Mm.
And the fact is, in Florida, you've got these old, traditional voters. Who is the, you've heard the axiom, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you can't change an old voter's opinion. And that's one of the reasons that I agreed to move with Ian for the Free State Project, because I knew we didn't have any control. You're never going to get people who are in my age bracket to the polls, to any kind of number to be able to handle the 65 plus voter that runs Florida.
Right. You make a great point, Mike. It's just, and as you as well, Mark, in that they aren't thinking. It's just they want to impose what they believe their traditions are on everyone else. So it's not a real matter of looking back to olden days tradition. It's just what their vision for.
It's whatever their vision is, whatever period in time they picked as the perfect period of time. Mm-hmm. Everything was ice cream and balloons at the end of World War II or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't need the state to tell me my relationship is legitimate. We're still having a commitment ceremony next April.
Okay.
Whether or not the state of Florida recognizes that, I don't care.
Good
that
for
doesn't
you.
Mean
I've
anything
always,
to me. It's between myself and my partner that means anything.
Yeah, I've always thought that was the real issue, and that is that the state shouldn't belong in anyone's relationship, whether they be two men, two women, a man and a woman, or a man, three women, and three dogs.
Are an issue because they can't consent.
Yeah, that's true. But my point being, the state does not belong
adults.
In a relationship.
As far as I'm concerned, as many adults want to contract to be able to live their lives together, they should be able to do so. That's
absolutely
simple in the way it is. They're going to live in the same house. They're going to do all this anyway.
Yeah.
Why in the world would we want to stop them from being able to have this contract? As far as I'm concerned, the government shouldn't be involved in marriage either. But if it is going to be involved, it should be
fair.
It
should play fair. Yep. Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I would like to state that I think that it is unfair for the government to, you know, force any kind of, you know, an employer to do things
benefits
for,
and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, for gay couples that he doesn't want to do. As far as I'm concerned, you should be fair. It's fair that you should be able to discriminate in any way, shape, or form you wish to discriminate in your business.
Let the market decide to punish you or not.
Right, and yeah. I think that the market would punish in certain areas. I can tell you, working at a radio station that carried Dr. Laura, gay people wouldn't advertise. They'd find out that Dr. Laura was on the air. Some of them refused to advertise on the station at all, and some of them refused to advertise on Dr. Laura and wanted to you know, be around, you know, sort of around or whatever, scheduled around. And, you know, that was the marketplace speaking.
Yeah, she's trash. I wouldn't advertise on her show either.
You know, I kind of like some of the stuff she has to say. I think she gives good advice on living. I don't necessarily, you know, think that the judgmental way
she's
is...
She's a shrill harpy.
Okay, shrill harpy I'll go for.
All right.
But she's nice in person.
I guess so, yeah. Well, she probably wanted something from you.
Well, she just seemed to be nice.
Yeah. 800-259-9231 is the number here. There's some bad news. Some real bad news come out from freedomsphoenix.com, the Volko conspiracy blog, reporting on Time Magazine. Now, I don't want to blow this too far out of proportion because magazines don't really mean what they used to. Magazines don't have the sway that they used to. I mean, back in the old days before the internet, magazines were a lot more important than they are today. So I don't want to make it sound like Time Magazine is really, really important, that they could do something significant. But at the same time, what this is describing is pretty scary, and I think we need to pay attention to it. A relatively new group, Service Nation, is planning to kick off a campaign with a summit for national service on September 11th. Now, Time Magazine has signed on to promote the effort, and the website...
They're going to promote the effort. Great.
That's right. The website trumpets its training of change agents in cooperation with Change Incorporated, and the blog is called ChangeWire. Does the theme sound familiar? The website makes it clear that it's not just calling for individuals to get involved, but it's calling for a new National Service Act that will involve the government in transforming American society. Here's a quote from one of the articles. To begin this journey, Service Nation will unite leaders from every sector of American society with hundreds of thousands of citizens in a national campaign to call on the next president and Congress to enact a new era of service and citizenship in America.
You know, they don't have to, it's not like they have to get a lot of people on board with this. It just has to be enough of a success that you know, some politician can say, I'm responding to the people.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be successful. It just has to be successful enough that you know, that it looks good to the politicians, and then okay, it's service for everybody, national service.
Yay.
Sign up here.
So they say that this will be an era in which all Americans will work together to try to solve our greatest and most persistent societal challenges.
The most persistent societal challenge that I can find in America is that people want us to work together. You know, these pinko commies that think that you can homogenize the American population and somehow that's going to result in something good. It's not. America has been a place, you know, diversity is what makes us strong.
Competition makes things better faster.
Right. I mean, it's just foolish to me to somehow think you can force people to work for the government for 2 years or 4 years or whatever it is, and that's going to be good for everybody. It's not. It's not good for anybody but the government.
The campaign will launch with a Service Nation Summit September 11th through 12th in New York City and build with a national grassroots movement aimed at inspiring widespread public support for a new and transformational National Service Act that will encourage, Mark, all Americans to step forward and take the lead in bridging our divides, strengthening our communities, and building a more vibrant democracy. Doesn't this just make you want to puke?
It is. It's disgusting. And I'm never buying another Time magazine again.
The five co-chairs of the Service Nation Summit include, they name some, you know, bigwigs, and I think Target is actually involved in this, from what I understand. I'll give you a little bit more information on what is going on here and what exactly the National Service Act is, because they're saying they're just going to encourage Americans to step forward.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, I called BS on that, too. We'll explain it all here in moments and take your calls about what you want at 1-800-259-9231. Are you ready to be enslaved just a little bit more? Get ready for this. It's coming soon.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
My introduction to Wayne, who's the only of the three of us, the only for real author,
yeah,
and was way back when I ran into an article that he wrote about the church. And it later was a part of a book that he wrote, Wayne, called So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore. Tell me a little bit about that, what that title really means.
Well, it's for people who are a little bit disillusioned with all the religious machinery we have and yet still have an internal passion to know if the God of the Bible really exists. So it kind of separated between the relational dynamics of knowing him from some of the foibles, mistakes, and struggles of putting together religious institutions we have after 2000
years. You mean it's not about where you sit on Sunday?
It's not about where you sit on Sunday. It's how do we live in him in a way that makes sense in the world in which we live.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifier.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, including the archives and the wiki and the updates. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free. We'll let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. And in Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com as we continue to discuss a pretty scary proposition. And it's one that has been brought up over and over again. We've been covering this concept, I think, from the beginning on Free Talk Live. I remember talking about this a long time ago. And this year, Time Magazine, as well as some other organizations, are going to make a major push coming up here on September 11th. A major push for the idea of national service.
September the 11th. You know, when people are sort of on the anniversary of being sort of scared and frightened.
Total pandering.
Yeah. They go directly to the government, the source of security, supposedly. When this national service is essentially the draft.
It is.
You know, it's either you can take military service, you can probably do something like the Peace Corps or some other kind of thing, you know, work for some government agency somewhere inside.
File papers at Social Security.
Right.
Or something
like that. So, you know, it has that sort of... It's a softer draft.
Correct.
And it's, to me, it's disgusting. First off, it's going to target people between the ages of 18 and 20.
You have not heard the entire story. Before you comment, let me continue.
Okay.
All right. Here, again, is a little more from the Volko conspiracy, and I've actually got a story from Time Magazine about this, because Time Magazine is really kind of fronting this and pushing pretty hard for it. According to this story, what is this National Service Act that this Service Nation organization is so in favor of? Well, it's Charles Rangel's National Service Act, and we've talked about it before. He introduces it every single year in Congress, and it normally goes down in flames. And according to this story, it's languishing before Congress at the moment. It does provide for a universal draft with 2 years' service for virtually all persons aged 18 to 42, with no deferment for college. The purpose of Rangel's bill is, quote, to require all persons... Wait, require? I thought it said that it was...
Well, they were going to encourage.
Encourage people. Well, anyway, to require all persons in the United States between ages 18 and 42 to perform national service, either as a member of the uniformed services or in civilian service, in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security. It's also described, civilian service is described as follows in the bill. A civilian capacity that, as determined by the president, promotes the national defense, including national or community service and related and service related to homeland security. Note that in the interpretation of community service as promoting national defense is just as in Barack Obama's July 2nd speech, a juxtaposition that confused most bloggers. Under Rangel's bill, if one is selected for induction into the military, one may choose instead to do civilian service. With unintentional irony, the bill calls this mandatory service voluntary service. So it's voluntary in that you get to choose.
Right, you get to opt out of military service.
Mm-hmm. Now you know, Mark, it's up to 42.
I'm baffled. And amazed that they would go as high as the age of 42. And if they think that I'm going to serve in their homeland security squads of, you know, civilian brown shirts, they are absolutely out of their minds. They will put me in a jail cell. They will pull my teeth out with pliers one by one before I will go do this crap. They can stick it in their butts. But what was concerning me is that they're actually going to go after the young people that don't have the voting power.
They don't know better either.
And I must say that people under the age of 42 don't have the voting power that people over the age of 42 do.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm very surprised that they've gone this high in the ages. I would have only imagined it tops 20s.
So here's the story from Time Magazine. The original, apparently Time Magazine ran the case for national service a year ago, and I recall vaguely actually discussing this when it came out, but I hadn't actually seen the cover of the Time Magazine in question. It's kind of interesting what they've decided to do. They've basically, they've remade the Rosie the Riveter graphic from the 1940s or whatever.
From the girls working in the factories while the guys were off killing little brown men.
Right, you know, with a girl rolling up her sleeve and flexing her muscle. Well, you've got a younger kind of looking, more 21st century looking girl with her iPod headphones in, also rolling up her sleeve, and it's really kind of, you know, they're trying to make this look really hip and cool.
And Rosie the Riveter is one inspiring picture. It is.
Right. So they're really doing a really good job at constructing this to make it something hip and something that young people will feel good about being involved in, when in fact, point of fact, it is actually slavery. This is out and out abject slavery, and it's much more obvious than the kind of slavery we normally talk about here on the show.
Wherein, this is conscription.
Correct.
Really, really. This is it. The fact is, you cannot have a free country where you're forced to go and work someplace, and especially not the government. If there's an enemy of the freedom in the world, it is the government. Whether that government is a foreign government or the domestic government, our founding fathers understood the dangers of them both, and conscription is anti-freedom. Conscription it's just temporary slavery.
Correct. It's a two-year-long conscription, basically. And let me read to you from the Time magazine article by the managing editor of Time, Richard Stengel. Listen to how he whitewashes the entire idea of slavery and sells it here. He says, "It is a unique moment for the idea of national service. You have two presidential candidates who deeply believe in service and who have made it part of their core message to voters. You have millions of Americans who are yearning to be more involved in the world and in their communities.
They can go out and get more involved. Have fun, kids.
Yeah, they can, but that's apparently we need a government program.
Right. We need to be forced.
Yeah.
You need to put people in jail if they don't do it, because they're yearning for it.
You have corporations and businesses," said Stengel, "that are making civic engagement a key part of their mission."
Fine.
Right, yeah, that's fine. If they want to, you know,
if you want to work
voluntarily,
if you want to work for the little commie organization that thinks it is great that you work for Homeland Security, fine.
Last September, our cover story, "The Case for National Service," caused an outpouring of interest in and support for citizen service across the country. This year, in addition to publishing another issue on the idea of service, we are convening, along with the Carnegie Corporation of New York and with presenters AARP and Target, a national bipartisan summit in New York City that will bring together hundreds of leading Americans to plan and lay out a bold blueprint on citizen service. Sounds so exciting.
You know, the weak link in this is Target. If Target got 100 or 200 emails saying, "Look, I'm never shopping in your stinking store again because of this service thing you're talking about. It's conscription, it's slavery, and what you've done here, allying yourself with this commie pinko rag, disgusts me."
Yeah.
If they got 100 or 200 of these, the people listening right now wrote emails like I intend to write one to Target telling them this, boom. Now, you probably shouldn't be as mean as I was.
Maybe what you should do, Mark, if you want to spearhead this, is go and actually get the contact information for the right person to talk to at Target so we can relay that to others and send it out to the updates list and stuff like that. And maybe we can, you know, have some sort of effect on it.
I would think store managers in your local community would be one way to go.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So national service is going to be a big topic of discussion coming up in the next few months. How do you feel about it? It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. The wiki included over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and create what you want. WYKI.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a scary, scary idea. It's called National Service, and you're going to hear more about it if Time Magazine gets their way. They're calling some sort of a, I guess, big meeting. A lot of different organizations are coming together to discuss service, national service. It's a summit. That's what they're calling it, a summit. And they'll be talking about how it is they're planning on enslaving every single person in America between the ages of 18 and 42 for a period of at least 2 years, enslaving them in service of government bureaucracy. And I want to talk briefly about the idea of service and how it's kind of being promoted here. The suggestion in this whole idea of national service is that, because we live in such a great society and we've got all these freedoms and wonderful things that we can buy, that somehow that means that you owe something to the government because you live here.
Well, and there's that, and there's also people that had good experiences in the military, and they feel that it taught them something, mm-hmm. mainly that they didn't want to be in the military, and have to deal with that crap the rest of their lives. I was in prison for 9 years. I feel it taught me something. Does anyone think that I would be sane if I said that every American should spend 9 years in prison?
So they could learn some lessons?
Right. I mean, I did. I learned some lessons in prison, and probably ones that you know, the average person didn't learn. But I would be out of my gourd to say that everybody should go to prison. I've absolutely heard convicts say, just that they think that people should go to prison for a couple of years just to learn stuff.
These people who are promoting this concept of national service, which, again, is where you go and you work for a government bureaucracy for no pay. I mean, that's basically what national service is, although they might pay you because they could just print out money, I guess. They could probably pay. Yeah, they'll probably pay you.
I'm sure they pay.
Yeah,
they have to.
They'll just print out some money and then they'll steal it.
They pay draftees in the military.
That's
sure.
true. That much is true. But anyway, they're trying to suggest that the reason why America's great is not because of innovation or competition or the marketplace or people with capital investing, taking risks, putting it on the line, creating new ideas, new products and services, and offering them to the marketplace on a voluntary basis. No, no. To them, the reason why America is great is because we've got a government and we can serve our fellow man. We can go and we can perform this service, and that's what's great.
It's not service if you have to do it.
That's right.
That's not service.
There's no value there if it's forced.
When if Jesus had to wash the disciples' feet, he would not have been doing service for them. He'd have been their slave. This is national slavery, not national service.
That's exactly what it is. And again, they're going to be doing this summit. The organization that you might want to look into here if you want to learn more is Service Nation. This is the organization that is out there pimping this idea. And again, Time Magazine behind it. Let's go to your phone calls. Your
Target,
thoughts.
Too.
Target is also involved. The AARP behind this.
Of course,
well.
The AARP is, because none of their constituents are going to be involved. They're only going to benefit because the slaves are going to have to work for the old people.
So let's go to Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben. Ben? PA.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on here.
Yeah, we were actually talking about conscription back when I was in high school in the current events class. I didn't know when I took the class that everyone and the teacher in the class was going to be a neoconservative, like basically a corporate Bolshevik. But, the teacher said something like, so what do you guys think about the draft? And I basically came out and said, well, it's slavery. And the entire class literally just laughed at me because I said that.
Wow.
Well, were you able to make any points that, were you given the opportunity to make points that, well, what's slavery? What's this? How are they similar?
Well, I said, well, what's the difference between, getting black people from Africa to work on the farm versus getting someone from America to work in the military? And our teacher was just kind of like, the slaves, they weren't kidnapped from Africa. They're fellow tribesmen sold them into slavery, and that was basically the best thing you could come up with.
And that has what to do with what?
Yeah.
I mean, you look, forced work is slavery. You're forced to do it.
But it's for the nation.
But
it's for
slavery
all of us.
To the nation.
You're not just picking cotton and making one man wealthy. You're helping everyone.
You
Mark.
Do understand that forcing me to do it makes me a slave, whether or not whatever you're saying is
it's
true.
It's not slavery if you're helping everyone. We're all benefiting. It's national service.
If I could help people by giving away my organs and dying, would you have me do that too?
Well, we're not asking you to do that. We're just asking.
You're just taking 2 years of my life. Instead of taking my whole life, you're just taking 2 years.
Is 2 years worthwhile for living in this great, great country? We live in the best country on earth.
Is it the land of the free?
Yes, it is.
How can you enslave people to make them free? What kind of moron would do that?
Well, we keep freedom by having service. So
you can't have slavery. You can't have freedom by making slavery.
You've already been forced to go to school for 18 years. What's another two? What's the big deal?
At least you got to choose which school, whether you wanted to go to a government school or not.
Ben, any other thoughts? I can't keep the act up any much longer.
Yeah, one of the arguments I've heard for the military is that it teaches you a lot of skills, and I agree it probably would.
What kind of skills? How to shoot brown people?
I don't know, if it wasn't for the intervention of foreign policy, I'd probably be in the military right now.
You know, I stand against this, and here's the reason why. You know, they do claim that you get all these skills, but I know a guy who was in the military for 4 years or 6 years, and he got the skill of working on helicopters. How many helicopters do you think he's worked on since he got out of the military?
Yeah, well, like one of the arguments
Wait. Let's address this argument before we go on to the next next thing. And you know, there's certainly like you could have the exciting job of quartermaster where you you know make sure that everybody's got their little boots and stuff. Oh, boy, that's got to be a lot of fun in the military. But when you're talking about the big jobs, shooting people, infantry, what kind of marketable skill do you get out of infantry? Somebody's going to say leadership, but that's pretty amorphous stuff. And I think you can get that same level of leadership by running the night crew at McDonald's.
What about all the skilled Vietnam vets on the streets?
Right, right. Don't forget all the experiments they do on you. And you know, the guy that runs the nuclear submarine, well, I mean, what kind of marketable skill does this guy have? I'm just saying that the military says they give you job skills, and I'm sure there are some job skills in there. I just wonder how many of the jobs really do offer that many marketable skills that you couldn't get by working
at the job
and making more money at McDonald's and having your time off.
I'd be kind of interested in the like survivalist aspect of it, learning how to
You can go take a survival class.
Dude, hey, come to my house, live in the woods. You'll learn it. You'll learn how to survive or you'll be dead at the end of it.
There
same thing as the military is going to tell you.
There are people that will teach you that stuff.
Absolutely. You can get a few books from Paladin Press and learn that.
Right. You can go and take survival classes without having to run 10 miles a day to learn about other... You don't have to. You won't be deluded by learning all this other crap you won't need. You can focus in, zero in on these skills you're looking for.
And don't forget, the fact that you're a libertarian is going... You know that you feel these aspects of liberty. That's going to cause you to rebel against the people, you know, that are higher up in your command structure. How do you think that's going to how do you think your life's going to be as that certain level of rebellion comes? So either they're going to crush the rebellion out of you, or your time in the military is going to suck.
Well, I just meant that there were some skills that you could possibly learn in the military.
Yeah, I know there are some out there.
Right. I can learn all of them in the marketplace.
I'm totally of the opinion that statement that they give you, and that's a military statement. That's that's the propaganda that they give, that you'll get marketable skills that you can use in the job place. No, you won't. Nothing that you can't get anyplace else for a lot better with a lot less, a lot shorter contract.
Ben, any other thoughts?
What do you guys think about... A lot of my friends and family think I'm crazy for thinking this, but do you think I'm of the opinion that if they go to war with Iran, they're probably going to have to bring back the draft.
They've been talking about it for a long time.
I don't know where they get the military guys from if they didn't.
Thank you for the call. Well, I think you're right. I mean, the more they extend themselves overseas, the more people they'll need, and the more people die, the less people want to join. So eventually they get to the point where they have to start forcing people in, and I'm sure this National Service Act will be an important component of all that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different options, almost all of them very low cost or completely free. Great ways to help introduce new people to this program and therefore expose new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a gander at all of that.
So, Ian, you made it out to the party that I had this weekend?
I did. It was very cool.
Did you get to check out the new countertops and the faucet and all that?
Very sharp. Very sharp.
Looks good. Internobs.com. You can get wholesale prices.
Wait, they did the countertops, too?
Well, they didn't do the countertops.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, the countertops make the faucet look good.
Sure.
Internobs.com. That's internterknobs.com. Use code FTL to save $10 on checkout. That's internobs.com.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to your calls and talk first to the ladies. Monica is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Monica.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling to talk about the UK peeing in my Cheerios, specifically Sun, a newspaper, Newsmag out of the UK, has an article about Facebook, which is a social networking site for people that don't know.
It is. It's kind of like the major competitor to MySpace out there.
Yeah, it's much better than MySpace. I got to say, MySpace has problems with pages loading and crummy stuff like that. But anyway, the article is about one of the applications on Facebook that allows you to super poke your friends instead of poking them, which is just like kind of a fun way to say hi. You know, it's like poke hi, but
so when your friend logs in, it'll say, hey, Monica poked you, and then you can poke that person back.
Right.
It's just kind of a silly thing. There's no real point to it beyond just interacting with your digital buddies.
Right. And so what happened is the SuperPoke application, as it's been, it's being further developed and stuff, and so they're adding constantly more ways to poke your friends. You can throw shit at them or... Like, and anyway, one of them is you had, up until recently, the option to shank a person. Which
Mark knows what that's all about.
Right. This SuperPoke application, for those that don't know anything about Facebook, essentially allows you to do basically different types of verbs, and the more clever that you can be, the more fun it is. So
to shank would be to stab.
To stab, and, you know, you can stab, you can kick,
makeshift
you can
blade
smile, you can French kiss,
yeah.
You can, what did you say, throw sheep? You know, I mean, all
yeah.
kinds of silly things,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, the way to get the attention of somebody else that you may like or may dislike.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't added it because I'm just not interested in that kind of attention online, you know, but somebody else may very well be.
So what about this shanking
and
issue?
And so one of the parts of it is that you can war with people, right? So they have
right.
An entire section of mean functions that you can do. But anyway, so the son calls Facebook and basically complains about this. And as a result, they've removed it. The article in The Sun is just filled with the typical, you know, violent games causes violence. People can't, you know, be trusted to play in this manner because they can't tell the difference between reality and, you know, the computer in front of them. And,
right.
It's, yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that that somehow, you know, shanking somebody in the SuperPoke application in any way equates to real-life violence. And knife violence is a very real issue in
yeah.
Great Britain now that they've been trying to eliminate gun violence. You know,
right.
they've gotten rid of a lot of the guns. So, well, now you can be robbed and stabbed with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
We've done away with that here in America now that all our thugs have guns, but you know, and apparently one of these actors, Rob Knox from Harry Potter, was stabbed. Is that right?
Right, and they're talking about these knifing problems in the UK as if it's the only reason they're having an increase in stabbings is because they've outlawed guns.
Yeah,
people
right.
can't defend themselves.
But they're making it seem like Facebook has something to do with
fault.
It. It's nuts. It's absolutely
yeah,
crazy. And it just goes to show how crazy these people are.
That brings me to, I was looking through the comments on the story. You know, surely there is someone out there that is just outraged that, you know, they could be so stupid as to make such a hubbub over this. So I'm looking through the application or the comments on this, and you know, I see a preview for one, and it says, "I for one am sick to death of corporations being so willing." And I'm like, great, you know, here's someone that understands that these corporations shouldn't kowtow and just, you know, bend over for stupid requests like this.
Mm-hmm.
But no. The comment is claiming that corporations are spreading chaos through shanking, funnery, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Somehow you know, this suggestion, let me see if I can put this in perspective for somebody that may be listening and not too familiar with the internet and video games and things like that. We're talking about a website where this would be a line of text on the page. It would
right.
say, Mark has shanked you. Would you like to shank him back?
Well, you can,
and,
you know, would you like to super poke him back?
Right.
And then you have all kinds
have
of other,
one.
All
right.
kinds of other choices.
So that, but it's just a line of text on the screen. Now, they are telling
they
you,
funny little pictures, yeah.
And they're telling you that this is somehow encouraging people to stab their friends in real life. I mean, to suggest that a line of text is somehow more encouraging than a violent video game wherein friends are frequently meeting online and you know, in order for the purposes of violently killing one another in graphic ways on screen.
I'll take you a step farther. When my when I was younger, we used to play, you know, guns, I guess we called it, and we
yeah.
have, you know, toy
bang,
guns,
bang.
Rubber knives. I mean, the whole gamut. We'd try we'd be rolling on the ground, stabbing each other with rubber
yep.
knives. Come on, video games got nothing on that.
I mean, this is just the absolute
now,
most absurd.
I'm not the best, poster child for this, considering I did go to prison for murder. However, I'm
most
sure there's
did not.
Right, 99.something% of kids played with these rubber knives at my age group, and most of them didn't.
Thank you, Monica, for the call tonight. We appreciate you bringing that up. 800-259-9231 is the number. There's no end to this insanity that people want to shield other individuals from even encountering violent wordage on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that is.
it just goes to show computers are dangerous. I mean, that's the philosophy there. And she was talking about these comments underneath there. I for one am sick to death of corporations being willing to foster this kind of activity and cause chaos everywhere.
Right.
That person is involved enough in their community that they would take the time to make this comment on this story.
They're voters.
Right.
Yeah.
There is no way you're going to convince these people. Another reason why I moved to the Free State. Because, for the Free State Project, there is no way you're going to be able to be deluded. Freedom lovers are going to be able to be deluded against nimrods like this. Leave them to their states of California and Nevada and wherever it is.
And shame on Facebook for being so reactionary.
Well, yeah, but, these big companies, they don't care about liberty. They care about making a buck.
Which is why that maybe your idea about Target might actually have some success.
Mm-hmm.
Since Target is getting behind this whole national service or national slavery initiative that we're seeing being promoted by Time Magazine, maybe a few hundred people emailing could really make a difference there. Let's continue with your calls about anything. John is on the line in Kansas on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
The whole conversation with Sam and over the past few days regarding his trial in Texas got me thinking about something.
Okay, sure. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. Sure, going in and questioning a bunch of the bureaucrats in the court, asking really revealing questions they don't want to answer. What were your thoughts?
Have you guys ever thought about getting together like a group of essentially free state lawyers go in and whenever you have a situation such as that? To go in and help defend the individual?
Well,
you can't be a lawyer and do the things that Sam is doing.
Right. As a lawyer, you swear an allegiance to the Bar Association. So you go to school.
State, actually, from what I understand.
Well, you go to school for, 6 years in order to get this degree so that you can then join their union.
Can't work without the bar.
The first time you walk into court and try to use the arguments that Sam used, you will then be disbarred. And so, therefore, those 6 years are thrown away.
No lawyer is going to want to do that.
You cannot go in to represent. You cannot go into court.
No,
wait a second. You can't go into court to represent somebody without having been through school and joining their union, because they will say you can't represent this person. Now, maybe
you can be there to consult.
Maybe you can sit at the table and consult. However, it's likely that that's going to happen a few times, and the judges are going to start saying no consultants.
You guys, they could still do other things, though, correct? Such as file motions for them, essentially trying to get the police officer or whatever argument thrown out.
They could write things down on pieces of paper.
That's true, and they can ignore your motions as well. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231.
I don't think it's hopeless, and certainly as we get more people that are trained in this, the better off we'll be, but
Hour 3's coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wake up.